Ralph Roberts. Who have been paying for the bring things into line and with our ordinances, and I mean lot line adjustments, setbacks for the housing. These are issues that were not issues when everything was built. And now we have ordinances in Red Elk, and are we going to set special standards, or are we going to try and make them bring into line?
Well, I guess the cost, of course the company's absorbing all the costs of doing the survey work and doing the studies. Mm-hmm. But the planning commission and city council will determine what the zoning ordinance is going to be. But I think basically under your current zoning, this, you know, with us, most everything is going to conform at this point. You know, there's going to be modifications. It's going to be the fact that Fayetteville has no industrial zone, the Alamo historic overlays, or design review guidelines. Those are going to be some of the changes, just to advise and this one. Did that answer your question?
That's pretty well it. Now on the commercial, we won't, as a city, we will not have any access to commercial, will we?
No, it's not true.
Not true.
No. Are you referring to sales tax revenues, or what are you referring to?
Well, I'm thinking of, if we have some commercial interest over there, it's going to help offset us in taxes.
Absolutely.
You know, I pay my share in the service. And if it's not, we don't have any business over there, we don't have any commercial, then well, the small amount we're going to get from the houses is not too much.
Currently you've got 35,000 square feet of commercial space. Mm-hmm. Okay, those businesses generate, I don't know what they generate in sales. I don't know what they generate in sales taxes. Again, that's going to be part of the study. But it's going to be fairly sizable. But 35,000 square feet of commercial space is quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Riedel has currently has. That's a lot of space.
That sales tax,
a portion of that sales tax that now goes to the county, I don't know if it's going to be all of that portion or a vast part of it through this tax sharing agreement, should flow to the city of Riedel. So you should benefit from those taxes that people, when they buy groceries or taxable items in Scotia, you should benefit from that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then another question is if we're going to continue, if you're going to continue with the fire plant, would it be past the fact or possible that the Riedel residents could hook up to the Scotia Power?
Well, I think that's a different thing. Yes, it is definitely possible. Okay, I kind of answered that question a little bit, but let me explain it. Again, this whole electrical situation in California is very complex. Okay, currently, California can sell power to the homeowners, to the tenants that live in the homes, they transfer power to the homes. Everything in Scotia, because it's on one lot. Okay, the PUC says you can sell over the fence to two people. Well, the resale, subdivide all the homes, we won't be able to do that. Okay, so 275 lots plus commercial, so we can no longer do that. So, we've got to either go in with the standard practice of PG&E or form a special district. Now, if we form a special district, such as a public utility district, we could do that. We could provide power to Scotia only at this point. Now, state law in California says that municipalities can be a distributor of power. Riedel can do that, but they have to go through a process that's going to be very lengthy, very political, very difficult. Because PG&E, the investor-owned utilities in California, do not want to see public power get any more of an inhold or a threshold in the state. You see what's going on in Sacramento. Smart utility, Sacramento utility, is trying to annex all the old counties into their service area. And so they went through this entire process, similar to what we're going to go through here, and they've initiated that. Now, PG&E has fought them all the way. They spent millions and millions of dollars on legal fees, but anyhow, SMUD at this point, they're going to go to election because of all the controversy, but SMUD has won today, not going through the annexation. And so, it can happen, the law says you can do it, but you, Riedel, City Council, have to take the lead on that. And then, of course, you have to do all the economics, too. Okay, you have to see if the power you buy from the power plant, at currently our rate right now, we sell the PG&E is $0.65, so $65 a megawatt. You can buy that at that price, and you can sell your residents at $100 or 10 cents a kilowatt hour, whatever it is. The economics work, and it's a very viable option. The other thing that impacts, that will impact this decision, is the fact that there's what's called execute now in California. So when that happens, the city or the municipality is going to have to pay executes to get out, to take PG&E out of the distribution business. So there's going to be a large fee up front. But it is possible, yeah. And so, I mean, we're open, Palco is open to pursuing that option for the city.
Thank you.
I hope I explained that, that's quite complex. And there's a lot more people smarter than I am.